Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I'll try to stay with us there for a moment. We having one of over Toby. We were going to be able to get that, but praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all just bear with us here for a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, scriptures. Oh, y'all pick. Bear with us for a moment. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank the Lord. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to do two things here, and hopefully we'll get Pastor on here as soon as she get done to help us read the scriptures. There again, I'm on the road, and I need someone to help read today. My scriptures are not coming up, so y'all bear with me. I'll just go from what I know. Before we get into that, we'll have a word of prayer, and we'll get into. We're still trying to get this cord up, but these scriptures cord up. But I'm not gonna sweat it. Hallelujah. Father God, I come today with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you, first of all, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It's in your word, Father God, that you decreed and declared that you are what the word say you are. And we take great pleasure knowing that you are Jehovah, Jireh, our provider. We take great pride, Father God, in knowing that you are Jehovah, our creator, Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23 tells us you're with us because you are Emmanuel. You are the God of all comfort, according to 2 Corinthians 1:3. And most of all, Father God, I like the fact that you're the God of all grace. Not some grace, but all grace. And I praise you for it. I honor you. I give you credit and I give you honor because we have hope of your glory. I thank you, Father God, for letting us have that hope, for letting us have your awesome holiness. Because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, because Jesus is the great high priest. And in that, we know that we have a great high priest. I thank you, Father God, because you are the God I am. When they ask the question, who sent you? Pharaoh wanted to know from Moses who sent him. And he decreed and declared that the great God of I am told Moses, you just tell him I am. Think about that. You are I am. You are Jehovah Eon, the Lord Most High God. You are the Most High. You are Jehovah. You are our sacrifice. You are everything we need in you. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord of our peace. So I thank you, Father God, for the peace that you share with us. I just can't get over the revelation that you are rich in everything. You are rich in your peace. Hallelujah. You are rich, Father God, as Lord. You Lord over us. You the master over sickness. You're the master over disease. You're the master, Heavenly Father, over righteousness. And because you're rich in all of this stuff, you allow us to have it. And we just want to say thank you for it. We will worship you, Father God. Not sometime, but all the time. We will worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, that you have an ear to listen. So we praise you for it. We know, Father God, that we can't keep silent as long as you sit on the throne We have to declare and decree to the word and to the world whose you are and who you are. I thank you for it, Father God, that we can cling to your understanding. We don't have to cling to our understanding. I thank you, Father God, that we can have a sweet praise, a sweet worship with you. So I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it. Praise you for it. Thank you, Father God, for those that have reported. Because they realize that you are awesome God. You are prayer hearing God. Because you are that. And because you are all of that, Father God. We thank you for healing those that have asked you to heal them. We thank you, Father God, for those that have acknowledged that. Because your Holy Spirit is a consuming fire. It burns up anything that you are assigned to do. And I thank you for it. And we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. For his sake we pray, amen. But listen, brothers and sisters, I probably won't quote this exactly where it is. I'm trying to get this Bible up here, if I can get it up. Y'all bear with me here for a second. Let's see here. I wanted to get hallelujah. I'm trying. I'm still trying. And gave up yet. I don't know why it's not running. I'm supposed to be able to search for the scriptures. But anyway, our foundational scriptures, these some of the things that we'll probably cover today. Our foundational scriptures were in Philippians 3:13-15. Hallelujah. Bear with me for a moment. Let me go back to Blog Talk here. Okay. In Philippians 3, and I think I'm going to start at the 12th verse, and Paul declared and decreed that he don't know it all. But he pressed toward the mark for the higher calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. But in order to do that, he says, I have to forget those things that are behind me and press toward the mark of a higher calling. So this week we talked about the higher calling. Higher calling of God. The high calling of God is in Christ Jesus. Thought maybe I could do it another way and end up getting it, but I'm not. So I'm just going to go ahead on with what I know. There's a higher calling. If there's a higher calling, there has to be a lower calling. And we have to look at it like that. So to be higher, there must be a lower calling. And that lower calling is what most people is familiar with. They're saved, you know, sanctified, and they're content. They don't want all of what God has for them, because if they did, they would have to press toward that calling. So you can get saved. You can get sanctified. You can have all those things that most Christians enjoy. Christians never get to the higher calling. And they tell you where the higher calling is at. The higher calling of God is in Christ. The higher calling that God expects for us to get is his righteousness that he made provision for. Over there in 2 Corinthians 21, God said that he made Jesus to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. So our righteousness is in him. Why is that so important? Because if you believe, according to the scripture, your righteousness is in him. Everything is in him. Holiness is in him. Everything you need as a child of God is in him. So we get all of that. We know that 2 Peter 1:4 said we're partakers of a divine nature. So we're partakers of that divine nature. That divine nature is God's nature that's in Christ. And we're partakers of that. It's spiritual. Let me say that too. Because remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, I can never say that enough. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We are new creatures. See, you can't identify what you are to people in the natural. And God fixed it like that. That's why he said we're new creatures. Not new men, not new women, but we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. So with that being said, it's important that you understand people are not going to see you as new creatures. They can't, unless they're in the spirit, of course. Now, if they're in the spirit, they see spiritual things. It's understood by spiritual things. They're discerned by spiritual things. The natural things, they won't get. Matter of fact, the Bible says the spiritual thing is foolishness unto the natural man. So stop trying to explain to people in the natural about the spiritual thing. And then don't forget that because you are part of this divine nature, that makes you and qualify you for an ambassador of Christ. According to 2 Corinthians 5:20, you are a representative of Christ. A lot of times people think, gotta have this, gotta have that. No, you don't. The only thing you need is to go. Like he says in Matthew 28, go ye therefore into all the world. If you would just go and trust God, one of our evangelists, Jaren, she took that scripture, Proverbs 3:5. You got to trust God and lean not to your own understanding. When you witness it, I talked to somebody was like, yes, they're there for your sake. They're concerned about, well, I don't know the scripture like you, and I don't know the scripture like that. And now everybody making these excuses. You don't have to. All you got to do is be willing to open up to Christ, and you're going to see a miracle right in your face. God will bring things back to your memory like nobody's business, and you will be shocked. You will be shocked when it happens. Believe me, you will be shocked when it happens. But we're pressing toward this higher calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. So that's what, and we, like I said, we may not get it all today because, like I said, I'm on the road. Oh, bless God. And Pastor, let's see if Pastor able to read. Pastor, you're able to read.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, praise the Lord. Can you go to our foundational scripture? That would be Philippians 3 and verses 13 through 15. And if you're able, read it out of both versions for me, please.
Okay, Pastor. Okay, and that's Philippians 3, 13, and you want to read out of both versions. Okay. So reading it from the Message Bible, Philippians 3, verses 13 through 15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the high, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, Philippians 3, okay, and it begins with the 12th verse, but this says, by no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focus on the goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it, sisters. We have to stay on it. It take a minute, and I've got to be honest, too, and thank you so much for reading that, Pastor. We won't be able to review this like I want to, but we will do it between one now and one day next week because there's a couple points that the Lord had put in my spirit. I caught myself writing it down, and obviously that wasn't supposed to be because I can't find my little note. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is what it is. But we're going to leave it open to anyone to have anything they want to share. But we're talking about several things here. First of all, you got to forget. That's real important. Sometimes you have to learn to forget.
Yeah.
Sometimes forgetting just is not easy as it may sound, but you got to deal with some demons. You got to deal with some rude people. But you got to keep on pressing. See, if you didn't have to deal with some stuff, he would never tell you you have to. So you have to deal with some stuff. And the stuff you got to deal with, you're going to have to press. You got to press. And if anybody care to jump in, you know, don't hesitate. I open up the broadcast. But some things that we need to press toward. First of all, you got to press toward your own demons, the doubt. Because a lot of times the enemy will cause you to doubt because really the enemy don't want you to ever come to the knowledge of knowing who you are, whose you are.
Amen.
He don't want you to know that. So you got to some kind of way press toward that mental blockage. Where Satan want to constantly remind you of who you were.
Yeah. Amen.
That's why you have to forget it. got to forget it. I can name the whole list of things, but I want you guys to jump in. Anyone care to jump in? And some of the things that we have to press toward. The floor is open. But you got to press toward that. You got to press toward folks that you've known in the past. You got to forget it. Because they're going to remind you of how you did this with them, how you did that with them. And you're going to have to be able to forget that and press on. You know, I was thinking the other day, the eyes, that was one of the things I had made note of. The eyes, if Satan can get you to start looking at certain things with your eyes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What you just did was open up. You ain't gotta touch nothing. Just through your eyes, start looking.
Amen. Amen.
That's where lust start coming in, is with your eyes. You ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, ain't said nothing. Just your eyes.
Yeah.
You got to press toward what you see sometimes. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Everything you see ain't what you see.
That's right. That's right.
Then I say that again. All money that shine ain't new money.
That's
so don't
right.
get that twisted. So Satan has a way of showing us things. And then he get into our head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to tell you, that's something you have to press toward.
Yeah.
One of the things you got to press toward.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's why the word God tells us to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, because it's a pressing way. And so that's why we have to have the mind of Christ. And the only way we're going to do that is be in his word daily and know what his word is saying unto us. You know, each and every one of us, we go through different things. But, you know, as long as you stand firm and stand in that word, the word will help you do it, you know, because like, I'm gonna pick on Evangelist Renee. You know, she could have, you know, went on and accepted what the doctor said, but no, she was determined to stand on the word of God, and she is still standing on God's word. And so
Hallelujah.
Should we, you know, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing. It may not be what Evangelist Renee is going through, but, you know, we all have our own little, you know, quirks or whatever you want to call them that we face. So, you know, we have to, you know, look to the Lord, you know, because that's where our strength comes from, is from him. So, we have to bind things up as we go. And, you know, when I think about that, binding things up as we go, I'm reminded of... oh, goodness, this book I had read, and they were in the forest and how they had to have those swords or blades or whatever it was, and they had to chop their way they were going through in order to get to where they was going. So our weapon is the word of God. So that's what we have to have. And so we bind up everything that's not of God, and we press on. As pastors say, we got to press on through. You can't give up. You can't stop. Just keep pressing your way. And things will get better as long as you continue to stay with the Lord. And don't allow people to tell you what you was and what you ain't. You know, they don't have no heaven to put you in. They don't have no hell to send you to. So we bind that up in the name of Jesus because we belong to God. So, yes, this is a great lesson. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Anyone else want to chime in? Hallelujah. Let me say this. The scripture says that, like she said, we've been forgiven of our sin and washed in his blood. Satan don't want you to ever know that you've been forgiven. He wants you to continue to think that you're in darkness. He don't ever want you to know you've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into his kingdom, according to Colossians 1:13.
Mm-hmm.
When you take that seriously and understand that you got to press toward that, because Satan don't want you to know that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, he wants you to stay bound up. Because if you do, then Romans 8:37 is going to become a reality. You're going to realize you're more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm. That's
you're
right.
More than a conqueror. Yeah, you're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
And ain't nothing he can do about it. Ain't nothing he can do about it. When I think about press, I'm about to get in some of my little notes I made, but when I think about press, I always think in terms of press, it's like you're going to straighten out something. I think about a shirt. It's usually wrinkled. And you press it because you want to get straight. I know to understand the pressing the door, going through, and but when I really think about pressing, I think about a wrinkled garment. And in that garment, I'm thinking, I got to keep pressing until it gets straight.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's making sense to you, because a lot of times the enemy want to tell you it ain't working. It's working. It's just like when you're pressing a shirt or a pair of pants or a dress.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what I'm saying, sometimes you got to go over and over till the wrinkles get out.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not a one-time thing. You're pressing. And some of them same naysayers, they said, and all these others said, you got to keep on pressing. Keep on hitting them with the same thing. You're haters, I'm telling you. I told y'all the other day, God told me, said you embrace your haters because that's what they do. Yeah, they don't know how to do nothing else. So guess what?
Right.
You keep pressing them. You keep pressing them until you get them straight that you don't care.
Yes.
Evangelist Sharon said something the other day, I don't know when it was, but she said this, and I thought about it. Man, that's so true. These same folks, you got to let them know you don't care. You don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You do not care. That's power.
Amen, amen.
See, when you make up in your mind, you do not care. You just press your way to another place. You just got rid of another wrinkle.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I don't care.
Hallelujah.
Keep on standing there. Maybe you have to put a little water on it, but that wrinkle got to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
Yeah, you're pressing your way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
I know sometime when... Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead. No, Pastor, you go ahead.
Now, I'm just excited about what God is doing at a time like this. He's teaching us you got to press your way.
Yeah.
You got to press your way. Some folks don't realize it's easier than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be the one to say, you know what, I'm going to do this.
That's right.
When you decide that you're going to do it, that's when you grab the iron. Because, see, the wrinkles ain't going nowhere by themselves.
Amen.
That's right. Go ahead on now. You know you're preaching.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
So you got to press your way. If you want that door, now I know usually when you're pressing something, it's because something is in the way. So we're not talking about automatic doors. You walk up in the slide. No, there are things you have to press. And it requires dedication. I don't care what it is. If you're pressing, it requires some dedication.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
It requires some dedication.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
It is what it is. Like it or not, that's what it requires. It requires dedication.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Every day.
Because you can't just touch it. You got to keep on pressing it. You can't
that's
just,
right.
No, you got to keep on pressing it.
Keep on pressing. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We can say that about Evangelist Sharon as well. That's another one that keep on pressing. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
They standing on that word. They going through no matter what.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see, when you get a made up mind and a made up heart, man, it's made up.
Yes, yes.
See, that's what happened to me. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I can't go nowhere else. I mean, it ain't nowhere else for me to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
If God don't help me, y'all, I'm telling you, there's no help for me. I got to
thank
pray.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. The must. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because if the devil got a chance to get me back for all those people I done led to the Lord and things I've said, he going to tear my head up. So I can't even go back that way.
Yes. Amen.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
That's why I'm asking the Lord for forgiveness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we didn't.
Because I want to stay, I want to stay prepared at any and all time to be used of the Lord. Sometimes I think that's why he restored me.
That part.
So be ready. So be ye also ready. For you know that I got the power of the day. Got to be ready. Ready for what?
Amen.
Let people hear the gospel. Let people hear the truth. And
yes,
they might get mad at you. And you get over it. Don't press towards folks sticking their nose up at you and ignore them.
Yes.
I tell you, what Evangelist Sharon said to me the other day, that resonated with my heart. God say, but when she said it, you hear things, but then I heard it with my spirit. I don't care.
All right.
I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
See, when I was in the world, I would probably tell them, I don't give a.
Hallelujah.
But thank God for the change.
Amen. See, when you make up in your mind, you don't care. You lay all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 2 Peter 5:7. I don't care.
Hallelujah.
I ain't worried about it. God forbid, it's on him now. Sister Renee said something the other day. I think I made mention of it Monday this week. She said, God got me. Listen, brother and sister.
Yes.
God got me. What I'm worried about.
Yes.
God
Hallelujah.
Got me.
Yes.
So when
yes.
the enemy comes, the wrong place. You didn't deal with God. He got me. He did that. He taking care of it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I've been reborn. You're at the wrong house.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. If you're at the wrong house, you looking for who? Who you looking for? I don't know. You're at the wrong house. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're at the wrong place. Look,
yes.
Lord,
yes.
He's been gone. He left. He died.
Yes.
He got crucified.
Yes.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, it requires
Amen.
That kind of consistency.
Yes, there it is. Yeah.
You got to have consistency.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Yes. Press and wait. Hallelujah.
That's right. Pressing requires consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I consistently confess what the word say in me. Because, you know, the Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, hearing is consistency.
Yeah.
Hearing is consistency. That's why you got to hear it and keep hearing it. And one day you're going to get it. Evangelist Sharon said to me the other day, she said, oh, I'm standing on Proverbs 3:5.
All right.
And then she turned around and quoted it.
All right. Praise God.
See, that comes from hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's some scriptures we need to just keep on confessing, keep on confessing, because, see, that's how you overcome the enemy anyway, by the words of your testimony, and you love this life until your death. Yeah, that's how you overcome him. You know, that's my attitude. My position is this. My position is that, you know, I'm in Christ, and that old person is it in that grave.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to go to that grave to find that old person.
Amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Say that. Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen. Amen. Pastor, I want to read Colossians 1:13. I was trying to see where it starts in the Message Bible. The Message Bible starts with verse 12. So I'm going to start with verse 12 and read through 15. So
what
we
chapter?
Get the whole, the first chapter.
Okay.
Colossians 1, and beginning with verse 12 through 15, reading from the King James first, and it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read 15 too. It says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
And that's just beautiful words. So reading it from the Message Bible, that's 12. It says, so chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, be even tempered, content with the second place, quick to forgive an offense, forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment, never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going and doing your own thing. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, amen.
Praise God. So that's what I'm hearing as our teacher teaches this word. I'm hearing all of that. And so let us, you know, be in the word so that we know he's bringing to us. Amen. That's why now, at this time in my life, I listen real closely to the word that is being spoken. And I always...
Amen. Yes.
If it's not in the word of God, I turn a deaf ear. I ain't got time for that.
Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. Amen.
And I be able to go right behind you and bring it, you know, with these different translations. I better be able to see what you're talking about. Amen. You ain't just going to say anything and I'm going to say, okay, nope. We're walking in the light. And so in order to do that, you got to know God's word for yourself. Amen. So I'm just thankful.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God enough for touching Pastor and guiding him down this road of truth. And all of us and learning and growing. You know, he had decided he gonna follow the Lord now. So thank God. And then so here we come. We're coming up with you, Pastor. Amen, amen. Be the glory.
Amen. Well, this is about our eternal life. We're on this eternal journey. And I just urge everybody to know that it's nowhere else can you get eternal life but in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
And I can tell you a whole bunch of reasons, but I'm going to give you the main reason. That's where he's at. So it's nothing for him to reach and grab you and bring him where you're at. That's why we're to be seated at the right-hand side. That's if you've been risen. See, that's where Jesus is at. He's in the glory. He's in eternal life right now, waiting on us. He's preparing a place for us. You're going to have your special everything. It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's about eternal life. So when these preachers get through preaching all this yang, yang, and ya-ya and all this other stuff, just find out, are they concerned about your eternal life? Or are they worrying about what you're doing here and what you ain't doing and what you're smoking and what you're drinking and what you did? Don't worry about that. Worry about your eternal life.
Yeah.
Who holds that key?
Hallelujah.
Right, hold that key. And he became your senior. You got to focus like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day you're pressing. And as you press, wrinkles leave. Every day you're pressing, and that old person is leaving. Every day you're pressing. This is a pressing
God. Yes.
Every day. And you don't give up because all the wrinkles ain't gone yet. You keep on pressing.
That's right.
What we do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
amen.
That's what we do.
Keep pressing.
Yes.
Amen.
And with that note, anyone else have anything else they want to share? If not, I'm going to have to see you guys on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.
Yeah.